And this is dangerous with the Colin Kaepernick Nike story. We thought we'd call Ed Carter's sports hotline, see if he has any HSOs on what's going on today in the world of sports, NFL season starting.
With your sports break for Wednesday, September 5, year of our Lord 2018, I'm Edwin J. Carter.
Jay.
All right, you people. We got to talk about that idiot Colin Kaepernick.
Uh-oh. Oh.
This flag-hating, national anthem-kneeling, too-much-hair-having NFL talent lacking unpatriotic fart-smelling George Washington disgracing Nike ad campaign defrauding asshat Colin Kaepernick needs to go away.
Okay, strong opinion.
This former NFL joke is now the face of Nike's 30th anniversary Just Do It campaign, and believe it or not, I've got a hot take on that. Colin Kaepernick should be the face of Trader Joe's new Just Sack It campaign for formerly famous people. Colin, let me ask you something. Where were you when my sainted granddaddy was shooting krauts in the ass and knocking Japanese out of the sky?
Both theaters.
Both theaters, I guess, yeah.
Where were you when my other granddaddy was kicking them Asian Koreans back north of the 38th parallel?
Oh, my gosh.
Where were you when we was Agent Orangin' the hell out of all them John McCain haters in the jungles of Vietnam? I tell you where you were. You were swimming around in your daddy's unpatriotic nutsack.
God.
Wondering why you got cut from the varsity sperm squad.
Oh, man.
You make me puke, Mr. Communist Kaepernick. Whenever I see you kneel for the anthem, it disrespects people like me who served our country honorably at various local oil rigs in East Texas.
I didn't think you had military service.
You take the concept of American freedom and you me too it back into the Stone Age.
Oh, man.
I bet if you were alive during the Revolutionary War, you'd be wearing a red coat and bayoneting Patrick Henry in the ass.
Boy, he's wound up.
Colin, you want to kneel for the anthem? I'll lead you to an East Texas fire ant bed and crank that anthem out of my boombox so you can enjoy the latest from Francis Scott Key while you kneel right into 1,000 bug bites of justice. Take that, you communist scum. Colin Kaepernick, you make me sick. In women's intramural handboxing.
Wow.
Handboxing.
In other news, hey, I know Roe v. Wade is the law of the land, but I can't believe Fox 4 Texas aired a live abortion at 10:30 last night.
Oh, man.
Apparently them higher-ups at Fox 4 think if they give Mike Ducey 30 whole minutes, he might stumble on one interesting thought.
Yeah, no, we're going to have to hang up on him if
well,
he keeps this.
Well, guess what? Spoiler alert. He can't.
Oh.
Fox 4 needs to do what's right and give old Ed Carter that 10:30 slot.
Ah, that's what
I'll
he wants.
Start every show with a 10-minute a cappella version of the Star Spangled Banner sung by me and a bald eagle in unison. Tune in next week to find out if old Ed Carter's got his TV show. With your sports break,
it's
going to
Carter.
He pretty much spent all his energy on Colin Kaepernick.
All the way from East Texas, Ed Carter, the opinions are his own.